for the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado. We have the opportunity to gather here today to celebrate all of the accomplishments that we have made over the years to protect the rights of guide dog users to be where we want to be, to go to the spaces that we want to go, to ride in the rides that we want to ride, to take the trips that we want to trip. This is the wrong seminar for that too, I suppose. Right state, wrong seminar. But we are very excited to have each of you here today because we not only want to share in the celebration of the things that we've accomplished, but we want to dream up new work to do together. How can we improve rideshare? How can we make sure that the 16th Street Mall remains a place that's accessible for guide dog users? How can we make sure that we have less denials into the places of public accommodation where we want to go? Well, the answer to that is collective action. And so we are each here today to make sure that we protect our rights as guide dog users, that we mentor people who are interested in dogs and tell them all the reasons that having a guide dog is a great choice, and to network and fellowship, because in my opinion, one of the greatest value adds of the National Federation of the Blind of Colorado is love. And I feel all the love and all the energy here today. And I am very excited to be here to celebrate guide dogs with you. So thank you so much.
Uno just got comfortable on the floor. He's like, what? We have to get up again? Before we go into the depth of the program, I just want to say this seminar would not be possible without our sponsors for the day. Give it up for Worley Enterprises. And the Hingston Group. And Animal Law Firm, purveyor of amazing toys for our dogs. And we have several guide dog schools mentioned here, and I don't want to skip them. So Guiding Eyes, Guide Dog Foundation, Guide Dogs for the Blind, Seeing Eye, and Canines and Canes. Did I miss any that are not in the agenda? All right, if you're not here, we don't know. It's all good. Make sure during the day to stop and visit our exhibitors, get to know our guide dog schools. Without them, we would not be running some parts of this seminar. And frankly, we wouldn't have our puppies either. For most of us, there are a few that are awesome and want to train their own. I'm not one of those. I want a fabulously trained dog given to me for which I can enjoy for the rest of forever, or as long as that looks. Brooklyn, how about you find me a name and a couple more great dog toys and a $25 gift card?
Okay. How many names?
One name.
Okay.
And they get all that.
Brooklyn Sims.
Is that a fix or what, y'all? And she's proud enough to read her own name. You gotta love that. That takes, no, it's in print. The door prize names are mostly in print. But yay, Brooklyn. So, and Brooklyn has several guide dogs that are her friends. So we know she's gonna have great friends among the puppies. For those who know me a bit, you know I love music. I love lots of different kinds. My heart is country music. And recently, I heard again a song from Alan Jackson that went, "Do you remember when the world stood still on that September day?" I want to tell you very briefly, on that September day, and we all can just say that September day, and we all know what we're talking about. On that September day, I was riding on a bus from Brooklyn, from the outer edges of Brooklyn to downtown. And weird irony such as it is, I was reading the end of Debt of Honor from Tom Clancy, and was just about to pop in the next tape, which would have been the start. Yeah, a tape, I said. Because back then, that's what I had. And I was about to start Executive Orders, which is it's a very interesting transition, but it happened right then. And I was just about finishing with what I was reading first. And my then husband, James, said, "Oh my God, a plane crashed into one of the towers." And everybody on the bus was like, "What?" And we all just, and then the traffic slowed way down. And we were on that bus a whole lot longer. And we got off that bus. And when we did, the ground shook in Brooklyn and the first tower fell. And we knew all about it from across, and we were downtown Brooklyn. So it was just across the bridge from the World Trade Center. And that's my sort of story at the beginning of that. But to share with you the story, well, some puppy wants to share his own story. But